Assalamu alaikum, little Muslims. Welcome back to another episode of Bedtime Stories with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we will be telling you another story about the Prophet. But before we tell you today's story, we just wanted to say thank you to Jawad, Hashim and Jenna for sending in their answers to the questions from the last episode. Let's listen to their answers together.
Assalamu alaikum. Hi, my name is Jenna. I'm 9 years old. I'm from Australia, Melbourne. Yeah. So for the answers for this story is, number one, the Prophet Muhammad loved to work. Number two, his uncle's name is Abu Talib. Number three, why did he work for that, for the job? Well, his uncle needed some money, so the Prophet Muhammad done a really good idea, a really good job, to like take care of the sheep. And yes, and they get some money.
This is Hashim. I'm 6 years old, and question number one: what was something the Prophet liked to do? He loved to work all the time. Question number two: what was the Prophet's uncle's name? Abu Talib. Question number three: why did the Prophet get to want to be a shelver? Because he wanted to help his family, and he wanted to help his uncle.
Assalamu alaikum, my name is Jawad and I'm 8 years old. The first answer to the first question is Muhammad likes to help everybody. The second answer to the second question is his uncle's name is Abu Talib. The third answer to the third question is Muhammad worked as a shepherd, so he could help his uncle save money.
Make sure to stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear this episode's questions so you can share your answers and we can share it in our next episode. So today's story tells us about how respectful the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was when he used to deal with people, and especially the people he used to live with. Telling you the story today is Neem.
Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiled, beloved of Allah. Muhammad the brave.
Just like we spoke about in the last episode, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived with his uncle Abu Talib because his parents were not alive anymore. Abu Talib had a big family and a small house. Even though his house was small, he still accepted Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to live with them. Now, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was one of the children at this home. His aunt Fatima used to treat him very well. Muhammad was also very respectful towards her. She used to love him like he was her own child. He was very lucky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with an uncle like a father and an aunt like a mother. Wherever he went, his uncle Abu Talib used to take him with him. Abu Talib used to always ask about Muhammad. Whenever they sat to eat dinner, when he was ready, he used to say, "Where is Muhammad? Go and call him." Muhammad would never sit at the table until he washed his hands, and when he used to sit to eat, he would start with Bismillah. Muhammad wouldn't run to the food and take everything. No, he used to stay quiet and wait until there was some space for him to go and get some food. When he sat down to eat, he wouldn't blow on his food to make it cooler. He would just wait for it to get cooler. He used to also eat his food in small bites and whatever was in front of him. And lastly, he always waited for the elders to start eating before he started.
Thank you for telling us the story today, Lynn. I didn't know about all of these table manners. From now on, I'm going to do just like the Prophet used to do and wait for the people older than me to start eating before I start eating, to show them my respect. What is something that you will start doing after hearing today's story, little Muslims? We have some more questions for you from this episode. Number one, what would the Prophet say before he started eating? Number 2, who would the prophet wait for to start eating before he started? And number 3, what were some other eating manners that you heard about in today's story? You can send us your answers to +61 437 437 533 through WhatsApp. All you have to do is record your voice telling us your name, age, where you are from, and the answers to these questions. Assalamu alaikum for now, and see you next time.
Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles.